The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I think all of us are feeling like social distancing is pushing us a little too close to the edge. And I don't mean to belittle that feeling at all, but for some people, the lack of direct contact is a genuine threat. Alcoholics Anonymous and many addiction treatment groups depend on in-person meetings. Reagan Reed is the executive director of the New York Intergroup Association of Alcoholics Anonymous. She's also a member of AA herself. The Radio Hour's Rhiannon Corby called up Reed a little more than a week ago just as organizations all over the country were shutting down.
I mean, do you want to start by telling me like what the past 72 hours have been like for you?
They've been completely chaotic. I think I've been sleeping about 2.5 or 3 hours a night. We have over 5,000 meetings in just the New York City area. And most of them are shutting down, and nobody knows what to do. We have some young people who are able to easily set up Zoom meetings, for example. But for our kind of older AA community, it's been especially hard. What I'm doing now is trying to set up sort of like an AA emergency Zoom center so that we can host 10 meetings every hour with up to 300 participants each.
What's your fear with having those meetings close or go digital? Like, how is that different for people attending these groups?
It's a tremendous, tremendous difference. The way that our fellowship works is that we sit in a room together and we talk to one another face to face. The meetings are the cornerstone and foundation of Alcoholics Anonymous. So removing them is it's going to have a really big impact on people's ability to remain sober.
I mean, just think about like that decision to start closing stuff down and like, were you part of that decision?
I personally, with the permission of my board, made the decision to close down our central office. Mm-hmm. And our central office is where all of our volunteers answer phones and provide a web chat service on our website. And we've never shut down the office before, even during, you know, our harshest blizzards. So what I had to do was then immediately set up remote call forwarding shifts, which I did, and we've been able to keep the phones and web chat on during those hours just by doing really 24/7 hour outreach.
And it seems like, you know, on top of not being able to go to meetings, like this has just been incredibly sort of like alienating time for everyone. Like I can imagine that it would feel more important than ever to kind of, you know, show up and be able to talk about stuff with people.
Absolutely. I mean, that everybody's anxiety is higher and, you know, a lot of alcoholics suffer from depression and, you know, problems outside of alcohol and all of those things, those other isms are blowing up. You know, my own anxiety is much higher than it was 72 hours ago. And for most of us who are in the program, who have hit a rock bottom in our drinking days, you always go back to where you ended, you know, so things progress and they get much worse every time you relapse. I am an alcoholic, and it's been very hard. I have not been able to go to a meeting since Wednesday. The meetings that I go to are closed, and I am personally just talking to my sponsor and trying to just take care of my basic needs, which is often the hardest thing for alcoholics, you know, just eating and sleeping. You know, I think that, you know, we've been discussing things that are very bleak. But I also have to say that we have a program that's been going on since 1946 and has grown by millions and millions of people and is shared all over the world. And it's a very solid and remarkable fellowship. And I think that within our own communities, you know, we're going to find a way through and get through it. And we should be okay.
Reagan Reed, an executive with Alcoholics Anonymous in New York. She spoke about a week ago with Rhiannon Corvey of the New Yorker Radio Hour.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.